Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we're going to read a logical reasoning question from Test 73, Section 4. It's going to be question 15. I'm going to read it, and Nathan is going to tell us what he's thinking as we read it. Heinz emerald dragonflies are an endangered species that live in wetlands.
That's one that I wouldn't probably need to even pause on. I mean, I don't know anything about the emerald dragonfly, but I'm learning about a endangered species that lives in a wetland called the Heinz emerald dragonfly. Fine. What about it?
The larvae of these dragonflies can survive only in water, where they are subject to predation by several species, including red devil crayfish.
Okay, so I noticed that including there, the red devil crayfish sounds like a, you know, big bad monster for this dragonfly, especially for the dragonfly larva. Mm-hmm. But it did say that there are several species preying on it in the water. So yep. It's not necessarily just the crayfish, but the crayfish are part of what's, but they have to do it, right? Because the larvae can survive only in the water. So there's not an out of the water option for these dragonflies.
Okay. Surprisingly, the dragonfly populations are more likely to remain healthy in areas where red devil crayfish are present than in areas without red devil crayfish.
So I kind of would have paused at the surprisingly, like that's author's opinion, you know, the author is telling you that this is surprising. Okay. So what is it that's so surprising? Well, they do better in areas with the crayfish than without. Mm-hmm. But the crayfish are a predator. You know, first thing that I think is real simple, which is if there's no water at all, then there's probably not going to be any red devil crayfish.
Sure.
And I already know that the larvae couldn't possibly survive. Yep. So maybe that's what's going on. Like areas where there's more water, you know, there's the crayfish are in the water and they need to be in the water. So something as simple as that.
I mean, those are the facts that they gave us, right? They specifically said can survive only in the water. So if crayfish need water too, then they're not going to be where it's dry. So yeah, it sucks to be with the crayfish, but it'd suck even worse to be anywhere else.
Yeah. The next thing that I might think is, you know, what if the red devil crayfish is such a badass that it scares away all other predators? So maybe, you know, they still get preyed on by the red devil, but they don't get preyed on by the eight other species that would be preying on them. And maybe some of those other species are more efficient predators.
Yeah. Or just at least less predation, because it does say they are subject to predation by several species, right? So we know something's going on there.
The red devil gets full and doesn't keep preying on you. And if the other species are around, they would keep preying on you. Maybe the red devil, if it scares off other predators, is good.
Yeah, it's still eating you, but not as much as you would have been eating.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. The question says, which one of the following, if true, most helps to explain the surprising fact?
Got to be clear here what the paradox is. Paradox is red devil crayfish eat your babies. Nonetheless, you do better when the red devil crayfish is around.
Yep. Okay. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Hey. Red devil crayfish dig chambers that remain filled with water even when the surrounding wetlands dry up.
Never would have predicted it in a million years. Although, I guess my prediction about water was kind of on target, wasn't it? It wasn't exactly the same because I didn't have the red devil crayfish digging chambers. But, I mean, if that's true, I know that water is required in order for your larvae to survive. And if the red devil crayfish are able to help you have water, I mean, you would prefer some of your babies to survive than none of your babies to survive.
Yeah.
So if A is true, then yeah, I can see how the crayfish would actually be good for you in a drought.
Yeah. So they're doing something harmful to you, but they're also doing something helpful for you. On balance, it may be better than.
Yep.
Nothing. Okay. B, red devil crayfish present no threat to adult Heinz emerald dragonflies.
Doesn't explain why. I mean, I already know that they do eat their babies.
And so they don't hurt the adults. Nice. but they kill the babies. So why is it okay or good for them to be around?
Right. See, it seems like your species would still be doing better without them. You know, just saying, well, they don't eat the older ones. They only eat the babies. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not explaining what the surprising fact was.
Sure. See, the varied diet of the red devil crayfish does not include any animal species that prey on dragonfly larvae.
So the opposite of that would have been one of my predictions. If red devil crayfish do prey on other predators, then that helps to explain the paradox. C says that does not happen. So it kind of defends the paradox from explanation.
Makes it worse. Yeah. Like, okay. D, red devil crayfish are found in many more locations than Heinz emerald dragonflies are.
So?
They're more abundant. Why do they help me though?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes students will go, but why not D though? Why doesn't D explain it?
Yeah.
And my response, you know, it kind of has to be, well, why do you think D does explain the paradox?
Yeah.
Because, you know, anything that, I mean, there's millions of infinite statements that could be made and only some of them are going to explain the paradox. You saying, why doesn't it explain the paradox? Okay, well, you got to make your case for why it does. And with D, something like that, it's just like, huh? They're around in more places? What?
Yep. E, populations of red devil crayfish in a wetland do not drop significantly if the local population of Heinz emerald dragonflies dies out.
So they don't need the so the crayfish don't need the dragonflies.
Nope, they can survive without them.
How does that explain why the dragonflies do better with the crayfish around?
Again, how are they helpful? Yeah, it doesn't say.
I don't see how they're helpful at all. Yeah. So. Got to be A. I mean, I hadn't thought about the crayfish digging, you know, they're excavating these little pools. But if they do, and that helps you have water when the surrounding wetlands have dried up, then yeah, they could be good for you, even if they are still going to eat some of your babies.
I'm just looking at the percentage of people who pick different answers. It looks like A is the most commonly chosen answer, which is great. That's correct. B is a fairly common chose answer. Any guess why?
Red devil crayfish present no threat to adult Heinz emerald dragonflies. I mean, it's a compliment toward the red devil crayfish. You know, it's almost like it's introducing a reasonable doubt, sort of. It's like red devil crayfish is on trial for baby murder.
Right? They don't hurt adults. They don't hurt.
And, this is the defense is presenting this like, well, see, look, they're really good at they volunteer at the local soup kitchen and they're super nice to the old folks that come there and get, you know, but it's like, that's just not explaining why. So I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's a good thing about the red devil crayfish. And it explains how the red devil crayfish is not terrible all the time to all of these emerald dragonflies. It just doesn't negate the fact that they do actually eat the larvae. So it
says nothing about the larvae, right? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, okay. Interesting. Cool.
Yeah, we can leave that one there. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.